This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everybody. No, your eyes do not deceive you. It's me, Matt Morgan, by myself, running K-Solo on the Gigantic Pop. Welcome to a special edition of Gigantic Pop. Today is February 3rd. It is 10:33 a.m. in the morning. Those of you that are with us, I want to say thank you. Those of you who have subscribed to our show, sincerely, thank you. Also, I want to remind folks to please turn on your notifications. I know you hear every single podcast say that. But the reason I say that is because we have so many shows that we do out of reactionary purposes of watching either Raw, SmackDown, AEW, whatever have you. That's usually in wrestling news, and we try to jump on and try to cover as quickly as we can. Totally being prisoners of the moment. Let me just throw that out there. Admittedly so, yes. Raj has a good take usually on the long game, if you will. But definitely, I'm definitely can be a prisoner of the moment. And with that said, let me just share with you, I'm being a prisoner of the moment right now because thank God in one way, I didn't see last night's SmackDown live, right? After you saw me shoot the podcast yesterday, with Glenn and Raj in the afternoon, that version, you saw me drinking one of these jugs. It's, was full of my EAAs and BCAAs and a little bit of my pre-workout mix because I was, as soon as I was done ripping off my suit, going to the gym with my wife. We're training for men's and women's physique competitions this upcoming year. So anyways, as soon as I was done with that, took my wife out for her birthday dinner after that. And then because I'm an old man, I calmed out afterwards. And my phone started blowing up with Raj, Glenn, my other friends just texting me like, did you just see what they did on SmackDown tonight? And so long story short, I woke up, I don't even know what time, 12 a.m., 1 a.m., and had to go on YouTube and catch up to see what I missed. And those of you that watched this show, you know how disappointed I am right now and how angry I am with WWE. Not that they care, obviously, but it's, I'm hoping there's a misdirection here that we're all missing, folks. Like, I know Cody came out, to recap those that didn't see it, Cody came out and basically cut a really good promo, in the beginning at least, about being not challenging Roman at WrestleMania. It didn't have to be at WrestleMania, is essentially what he said to. And he received special counsel. He introduces who his special counsel was. Out comes The Rock. Crowd does go berserk for him. No question. They did in the arena. I would argue because he was unannounced, unadvertised, but that's another story. He's The Rock, most over guy on the planet, pretty much, and super obviously famous, right? I think we all can agree to that. But gets a tremendous reaction. He comes out, and then Cody and him do this weird face-off thing, and then they shake hands and give each other the... I thought The Rock gave Cody like kind of like a little brother hug, and I thought the whole segment made Cody look like little brother. I thought this hurt Cody on national television because you can see it on Cody's face. There's one thing about Cody you can always see. It's in his eyes, and it's in his facial expressions. He's very sincere. I think we all mostly can agree to that, right? And you could see in his body language that this was bothering him a little. I don't know, Cody. I don't know if that's true. I'm just gauging off of what we all saw. And they made it look like he walks out with his tail between his legs afterwards. This was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible all the way around. Now, those of you that are going, come on, Matt, it's The Rock. You really are going to argue the point that The Rock shouldn't be versus Roman Reigns in the biggest WrestleMania match of all time? What are you, an idiot? Okay, I got that. I understand that. What I don't understand is why WWE is not smart enough to see they could have had their cake and eaten it too, right? They could have had their cake and ate it too by having Rock versus Roman on night one and then have Roman versus Cody on night two. I don't know why they couldn't do that. I'm sure there's a reason for it. And I just want to point something out. They've asked us to come along on this journey with Cody. First of all, that first year he got there and debuted at Mania versus Seth Rollins. And from that next night on, he made it known he's going for the World Heavyweight Championship. And they showed the clips of his dad having the title won, but then taken away because he won either count out or DQ. I forget how it went with Dusty at the time. But they showed the video clip of it, right? And everyone in the arena is watching it live and start chanting for Cody. And that was the beginning of this huge groundswell of Cody support being the top babyface. Okay. So long story short, we are expected to take this ride with Cody. WWE's asking us as fans to do it, right? For that whole upcoming year. Okay, we do it. Some of us were doubtful, like they're gonna screw this up somewhere along the way. But we all were in, right? Because Cody's done a great job, even the first year, of making us emotionally invest in him as a character when he's speaking. Actually, more than a character, as a man, as a human being. I think we all were able to take that journey and ride with him. So we did, we followed. And then he gets to Mania, and he doesn't finish the story and loses. I was surprised by it. I think a lot of fans were, but by the same token, we then started saying, okay, let's think long game here. Maybe there's something longer, okay? Real quick, we have a super chat here. Guys, bear with me. I've never done this before. From Ismail that says, they made Cody Rhodes look like Adam 22. I don't know how Raj loved this, LOL. I'm sorry the whole segment sucked. Plus, they had Roman, Barry, Seth, and the champion. Yes, I agree with that. They did, and we'll get into that in a second, Ismail. Real quick, so like I was saying, on year two, we follow Cody along with the journey again, right? Hook, line, and sinker, we're all a part of it, emotionally invested. Tuning in every week, being good fans, right? And then they get us here to the precipice, if you will, of Mania, and they pull this last night? No. No, 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 no. And I know in the past, some of the fans pointed out in the YouTube chats, like, didn't Matt Morgan say he wouldn't watch WrestleMania if they did not have Cody, you know, main eventing, right? And yes, I did. But at the same token, I need to cover this dang show for our podcast purposes. And like I said, being prisoner of the moment, self-admittedly, okay? Real quick, we got another super chat. Guys, give me a second on the super chats, if you could. I just want to get in what we're going to talk about here. Hang on. I don't know why this one's not popping up. All right. Harris Gala. Roman buried Seth. Seth wants Cody. Cody won Royal Rumble and now Rock. Title unification tournament? Question mark. Cody versus Seth and Rock versus Roman at night one, night two. Ooh, Cody versus Roman. You get everything. Okay. As long as Cody gets to beat Roman Reigns, I'm down. I'm down. All right, Harris Gala, I don't hate that. No, seriously, I don't hate that at all. Good job. But back to what I was saying. You have to pay it off when you have a hot baby face. And he's not hot, an understatement. He's been, since day one he got in this company, he's been pushed as a main event talent. All right? We got another super chat here from Bella Renetti. I hope I said that right. I hope I didn't butcher your name. I'm sorry if I did. Do you think with all the backlash, they'll do another twist and just have Roman do double duty like Rock on night one and Cody night two? Yes, I hope so. I really do hope so. I do. Yeah, I hope so. So one thing I want to say about the misdirection, right? So now Triple H is fully in charge. How do I get this off? Sorry, guys. Triple H is charged now creative, right? Fully. We don't got Vince doing stupid crap. He's no longer a part of this company. He's not tearing up formats on the day of the show, right? Hunter did a good job with NXT with their storylines. He kept them very layered, and he gave long, drawn-out storyline arcs. He's really good with that, right, when he had control of running NXT by himself. So I have faith he has the ability to do it for WWE. He has been doing good and creative as far as WWE goes, in my opinion. He has. Hang on, guys. I'm trying to catch up to your super chats. Hang on. There we go. All right. Louis Stress, no Punk, no Brock, Vince drama, WWE had to pivot. Okay, I agree, but why couldn't they, again, do both? Why? I don't understand how that gets rid of the Vince drama by shit-canning Cody out of the main event. That makes no sense at all. Why couldn't they do both? Again, night one, Roman, Rock. Roman beats Rock. Because newsflash, night one, night two, night three, night five, I don't care what night. Rock is not beating Roman Reigns. There's no way that that's going to happen. If that does, by some miracle, happen, night two, Cody beats Rock for that title. Has to. Because the Rock's not going to be able to be there. It'll be worse than the complaints they got about Roman not being there. Super chat. Stellar, Justin Lopez, $9.99. How babyface and effing selfless are we supposed to expect Cody to be? I agree. I don't mind the match of Rock and Roman, but to have Cody willingly give up WrestleMania, that's the pinnacle, and it's horrible booking. Well put. Well put, Justin. I agree wholeheartedly with that. They absolutely emasculated Cody Rhodes on national television, and they had him try to sell it to us. And he's such a good talker. Like, I usually am on board with everything that guy says because, again, he's so organic and so authentic when he speaks. But this one, no. Cody, we're not buying it, and we know you're not buying it. And you shouldn't be having to sell it. Shame on them for doing this to you. With that said, next Super Chat, $4.99. We got fun times with games. Last night's video of Rock coming out after Cody is now WWE most liked video of all time. Oh, my God. I pray you're correct. And I sound like I'm being a Rock hater. I'm not. I'm a huge Rock fan, especially back in his heyday. He was my favorite wrestler. But I hope that's true. I hope WWE's listening. And again, Triple H is there. I'm hoping he remembers 2013 or whether it was 2013 or 14 when Blutista came back, a.k.a. Batista, and the entire audience completely shit all over that, if you guys remember. And they were going to put him in the main event with Randy Orton or something along those lines, and then they were going to completely crap on Daniel Bryan, which is who the fans wanted to see, right? And Hunter watched that groundswell. And remind you, when this was happening, Daniel Bryan, guys, was not brought in like Cody was at the main event level from day one. Cody, from this going around, has been brought in on day one as a main event talent. So I'll argue the groundswell, I hope, is going to be even bigger for what are you guys doing to Cody? And for those that are sitting back and going, well, this is exactly what they want. WWE wants everybody to feel terrible for Cody and have feel so bad about it that they're going to follow the journey even further. Now, to be fair, everyone's going to still watch WWE, okay? I get that. But you're going to have a lot of pissed off fans, is my opinion, if they do not cap this the way they need to at WrestleMania. That's my opinion, obviously. That's why I wanted to make this video real quick, because I was sleeping last night where the guys were doing the podcast and while SmackDown was airing live at the time. But my head almost exploded off my shoulders because I had to watch it in video format, right? And you know how YouTube loads everything in there from WWE, from SmackDown that night, right? They showed Roman come out first in the first video I saw. And by the way, can I just give shout out to Roman Reigns for a hilarious promo? He completely dumped all over Seth Rollins in a hilarious fashion. But let me just stop for a second and remind folks, you can still say everything he said and be funny the way he was. And he was great in that ring as far on the mic goes. However, he still dumped on the other title. All right. And that title has not been around long enough for him to do that, quite frankly. I'm surprised WWE let him do that. I don't know if he has free reign to do that. Maybe he does. I don't know. But booking 101 says you don't dump on your title belts, especially if you're later in that promo, you're going to completely dump on Cody and piss all the fans off that came along on his journey here and essentially make us think he's now going to go after that secondary title that Roman just dumped all over. So that's why I'm hoping there's a misdirection here that we're missing. Hunter can't possibly be this dumb to make the same mistake this company made back in the day, right? Well, I think it was 2013, if I remember right, with the whole Daniel Bryan stuff, right? Not getting it right with him. Shoot, even pushing Roman in that Royal Rumble that year. That you guys all remember what I'm talking about. They kept pushing Roman, and the fans dumped on it when Roman was the winner, if you guys remember. It Rock come out and raise his hand, and they still booed, right? Because they wanted Daniel Bryan. And so I'm hoping they're not doing the same thing here because, again, I'll argue it will be even more catastrophic for them because Daniel Bryan didn't come in day one at a main event level position. He came in day one and the worst position, if you remember, through the NXT days. They treated that poor guy like crap in the beginning, if you guys remember. But it started to get a groundswell, and it continued to crescendo throughout his career until they got to 2013, and the fans were just, sick and tired of it and didn't want to take any more, and they made their voices heard. So those of you that go to the shows, make your voices heard. Now, I get folks are going to say, again, Matt, how could you say Rock versus Roman is bad? I'm not saying it's bad. I'd be an idiot to say that. Again, he's the biggest star in the world right now as far as Hollywood goes, movies go, wrestling goes, anything goes, right? Okay, great, good story. That doesn't mean that you cut off your nose to spite your face if you're WWE. Rock, yes, he's part of the TKO board. I get all that. He's not going to be there week in and week out to defend any title if he was a winner anyway. We all know this. He's not beating Roman Reigns. Okay, so the lead up to the match could be exciting with microphone battles and promos between Rock and Roman. No question, definitely. With that said, it's a spoiler. He's not beating Roman. He's just not. So it takes out any kind of potential, you know, excitedness of being able to see, hey, is there an upset? Is the opponent of Roman Reigns finally going to beat Roman Reigns and take the title off him? Versus if Cody did it, that's the journey we're all on, right? So again, trying my best, guys and gals, not to be a prisoner at the moment, but it's so hard right now not to. Again, I can't believe they did this. And I'm hoping that they obviously know better than all of us. It's their company, right? So of course they do. But I'm hoping that we're wrong and that their goal was to fish line and hook us here, if you will, into a bigger storyline of Cody maybe saying it doesn't need to be at WrestleMania that he beats Roman and comes after that title. And then eventually he ends up doing it somehow, some way. I don't know how that is, folks, because they kind of limited themselves by having Cody utter that sentence. It doesn't, you know, me finishing the story. Whoever said me finishing the story had to be at WrestleMania or whatever. I'm paraphrasing there. They kind of limited themselves by him saying that. I will admit that. But again, me being a ridiculously, hopelessly optimistic person, I'm hoping for the best, obviously, that Cody is able to do what we are hoping he'll be able to do, and that's defeat Roman Reigns on night two. Really quick, let me get into some of the chats here, guys, if I can. Ismael again. Why have why have unifications match? Meaning, why not have a unifications match? When it's been less than a year that Seth's belt was made. Okay. Also, hey, Matt, how can I get your autograph in my encyclopedia? I'm not seeing encyclopedia in a while. I'm sure it's an encyclopedia, right? So I'm sure it's still a big-ass book, right? If it's not a pain in the ass, if there's a way you want to send it to my City Hall address, you guys can look that up. It's all public information. Matt Morgan, City of Longwood. Or I can't think of another way to do it. But I'll sign anything you guys ever send me. Somehow you guys all get my actual real address. I don't know how y'all get it. But you guys do, and I sign everything that gets sent to me in the mail. People that are finishing off collections or whatever that is. So I get it's an encyclopedia, so you're wanting to get everybody's signature. So, yeah, man, do you have a way to send it to me, mail it to me? I'll mail it back. Hell, yeah. Absolutely. And more importantly, I appreciate you being a part of our show and watching it, and more importantly, participating, brother. I'm sorry. Bigfoot Sneakerhead. I'm sorry, but I think Cody is going to finish the story at Survivor Series. No, don't be sorry. When he wins that night, he won the night that his father couldn't, plus they pushed that PLE. That was Raj's call. I'll give him credit from day one that it could be that way because Raj's a friggin' rock mark and a half. You mark. I'm joking, Raj. I'm just joking. But he has been calling this from day one, and I get that. And Bigfoot Sneakerhead, here's my problem with this. I'd have no problem at all if this is the way they made us all follow this story, right? But that's not how they've done it. They've asked us for two years, to follow this particular guy to this particular journey, on this particular journey to WrestleMania, specifically. Like, he just won the Royal Rumble and pointed at homeboy. Like, if that was not the route they were going to take, then they shouldn't have done any of this. Okay, Matt, CM Punk got injured. That put a monkey wrench in everything. I disagree. It does as far as what to do with Seth Rollins goes. I get that. It does. But it's still not more important than Cody, your top merch mover, your top babyface. Again, wrestling just a few years ago, you have to look very far and wide to find babyfaces that WWE has now today that are main event talents. Okay, that can headline pay-per-views and sell tickets. And I know people are like, well, Matt, Rock versus Roman will sell more tickets. Listen to me, WrestleMania itself, it's its own being. It's its own entity. It sells itself out on its own without even announcing who's on the card. Okay, it's been here for 40 years now. That's why. So, like, when people use that argument, I'm like, it doesn't have to be Cody or Rock. It can be both, and I don't get why they're not doing it. So I'm hoping I get to watch this video back one day and be like, okay, that was great to be wrong about all this. Cody did get to wrestle Night 2 against Roman and Bennett beat him somehow. And gladly will be wrong and happily be wrong about it. No problem. I'll eat that all day because, again, I kept telling all the fans, just keep, you know, let Triple H cook, right? I've said that thousands of times. So I need to take my own advice right now and see what they've got coming. Because, again, there is no Vince involvement anymore to screw things up, right? So I have a hard time thinking Triple H doesn't have some type of plan that's better than what we all are thinking right now. I have to think that way because he's given us a lot of reason to trust his booking decisions for the most part, I believe. I honestly do. So got to do it here as well, right? Can't pick and choose because we don't like the, you know, outcome of our favorite guy or our most emotionally invested guy, right? Over the last couple of years, it didn't go our way on one show. So again, we'll see what happens with this. Let me get to some of the other points here. Let me get down here. God, you guys, if you can't tell, I've never had to do this before. Now you're saying, folks. Let me read a couple of the others that are in here. Magnificent Marker, let it out, Matt. Yeah, Joey for Pharaoh, people commenting on every segment and every week really ruins things. Like, let it play out and enjoy it. That's why the old school was so good. I agree with you, Joey, and I'm breaking that rule myself right now. You're not wrong, but it's so hard not to. It's so hard not to because I've seen this company, and I will say one thing. In the days when the audience would speak, they would not listen. I will argue today it's a little bit different where, like, the IWC is no longer considered, in my opinion, considered IWC. When I was a wrestler and there'd be like a bad review about my match, let's say, or something weird like that, I remember many of the people I'd work for, the promoters, like, you don't put any solace in that. The internet crowd only makes up 10% of our audience, Matt. Judge it by the people in the arena and the ratings of the TV shows, etc. Okay, at the time, that might have been good advice that was given to me as a young wrestler back in 2002 or 3. But now it's not the same thing. The IWC is, I don't even consider that IWC anymore. I consider it the whole world of pro wrestling fans now as what used to be perceived as IWC. I consider every single, in my opinion, the majority of wrestling fans are in some form or fashion on the internet getting updates or watching just clips of wrestling. If they miss SmackDown or Raw, let's say, they're watching it that way. And everyone has an opinion. But here's what I like about WWE today is I do think they will listen to their fans. And I think they're going to get a hell of a lot of hell over this booking decision. And hopefully we're all, like I said, just being fish hooked. I pray. That would be amazing. I would, you know, that would be an amazing feeling to then be surprised that Cody then somehow gets that match to finish Roman finally once and for all at WrestleMania. So fingers crossed that it still happens somehow. We just don't see it right now. All right. Some other, we got another super chat. Ismael, I can get an encyclopedia sticker. I did it with Luther Reigns. Luther Reigns. I remember Luther Reigns. He was with me in OVW. And it comes out nice, but I have to order it with a sticker company. So color me stupid, Ismael. I don't know what that means, an encyclopedia sticker. Does that mean like you mark where it's at in the book? You don't have to do that. That's what that means. Dude, I can go through alphabetically and find M and do it for you, brother. Not at all. Don't waste your time on that. If that's what a sticker means, by the way, I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know. But anyways, hopefully you guys like this. One reason I keep saying you guys need to turn on the notification bell with our show is because we don't really have that set schedule, right? We're now trying to do this show as much as possible because there's so much going on in AEW and WWE today. And we want to try to stay in front of it as much as we can as far as our reactions go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And again, like I keep saying, absolutely being prisoners of the moment, admittedly. In this case, yes. So hopefully we are all wrong and something changes here dramatically, because this is a terrible booking decision. I know the other point is like, well, then what does Seth Rollins do, Matt, if we use your thesis of it still stays somehow, magically somehow it gets done where it's Roman versus Rock on night one, Roman wins. Here's what I think. Give me 1 second. Sorry. Here's what I think. I do think they can do it in a litany of different ways. I think Nick Aldis, if you've been watching, he's been an amazing GM, an amazingly strong GM for the first time, right? He puts Paul Heyman in his place constantly on the mic and through his rulings, right? And it's good to see finally the spineless, wimpy, you know, cowardly GMs of the past are so passe. So to have one that's strong is really cool to see. And his word is final. And it's strong, right? It means something finally. Okay, so bear with me with that. Who's to say that going into WrestleMania season from this moment on, Bloodline continues to create chaos, all right? Either it's Bloodline or Roman Reigns himself creating chaos and ruining different finishes of different matches, let's say. So much so that Nick Aldis is had enough, right? And it goes right into WrestleMania. Night one, hang on real quick. Jackson, close the door, buddy. Thank you. I was at a cameo from Jackson. And let's say Roman beats Rock on night one, which is whether it's night one or night two, he's definitely beating Rock, okay? Fine. And then going into WrestleMania this whole time, like I said, Bloodline's running roughshod all over WWE. Nick, all this has had enough, can't take no more. So Cody on night two goes out there and cuts a simple, great babyface promo that he's very good at cutting. We've all seen him do it. He's one of the best, if not the best promo, in my opinion, for my money right now, guy or girl. He's very good at making people emotionally invest in him, right? He's very good at it and coming across as authentic. So he comes out there, cuts one of his world beater promos again, right? And basically at the end of it says, and tonight I'm finishing the story. Okay. Nick Aldis is able to book the match because he's so pissed and irate of what the Bloodline has been doing week after week after week leading into WrestleMania with ruining people's matches, not listening to his rulings, Paul Heyman getting smart with him multiple times and maybe backstage segments or on the mic in the ring, whatever have you. He's had enough, and here's a way for him to stick it to the Bloodline once and for all by approving that match. And then we have a surprise. Again, see, as I say that, though, is WWE willing to have an unadvertised WrestleMania Night 2 main event match? I don't know. They do it with the Money in the Bank briefcase when, for instance, Seth Rollins won his first title in the match with, Brock and Roman that night. But still, we all knew that Money in the Bank briefcase was out there. Just like, in fact, shoot, now I think about it, we have it right now with Senior Money in the Bank, right? He's got it. There could be something there's an angle that could be used with that to get this to come to fruition for Cody that maybe we don't see. There's so many different ways they can go with this, and I'm just hopeful that they get back to what it needs to be. Again, Cody, Roman, night two. And again, for everybody that wants to go crazy about Rock being here, still get him out there on night one. Great, easy. Next super chat. Sorry. Nuno Tavares. What would you think be a better ending to the Cody? Is it Cody beating Roman at WrestleMania or Cody beating Roman at War Games pay-per-view? That's Father Bill, fairy tale ending. Again, Nuno, I'm with you. If WWE started to plant those seeds this year at some point, but they did not. You can't go, you can't have a guy win the Royal Rumble where it's guaranteed they get their shot at, point to the sign, WrestleMania, right? And it's now what Cody just cut the promo on last night saying that it's not going to be WrestleMania. So I'm hopeful that Cody beats Seth. Maybe this is the route they go, like one of our viewers put it out earlier, and it's a great idea, actually. He beats Seth Rollins night one. Roman beats Rock night two. Fans are going home pissed off. Again, we have another WrestleMania finish with a heel going up. It looks bad. Boo, screw you, Roman. We hate you, and everyone's chanting F you, Roman. Boom, hit Cody's music. Cody comes on out. Or you can go to the gimmick. You go to the Gimmicktron. Have Nick Aldis, put something out there because, let's say, Bloodline cheated to beat The Rock to help Roman win that night. Aldis can't take no more. You get seen up on the Gimmicktron for the whole live audience at Mania. You know, Roman, had enough of your shenanigans, tomfoolery, and interference, more importantly, with the Bloodline. So with that said, tonight, since you want to be a tough guy and you want to keep saying that you're the best ever, we're going to put it to the test. In the days of Bruno Sammartino, et cetera, in different times, these guys had to wrestle twice, right? You're going to do the same thing tonight because guess what? And then, boom, Cody's music hits, something to that effect. Cody comes out. We get that match. He beats the holy hell out of Roman. It's all Cody, by the way. I would do it if that's what it is because Roman just got through wrestling The Rock. Don't give Roman any offense at all. It's got to be Cody straight up, super Cena type. I'm being serious. And have him win. That is the biggest exclamation mark you can put on getting your baby face over. And again, it's the heels that drive people to want to come to the show. It's the baby faces that primarily make people order pay-per-views, also buy t-shirts and merchandise and things like that. So again, I'm really shocked that they made Cody look that way last night if they don't have a plan that's bigger than what we all see. Next one, Ismael, I sent you an example of the encyclopedia sticker on Twitter with a current picture of Luther Reigns. I tagged you in it. Okay, I'll check it out in a minute, brother, when we're done here, okay? No problem. And again, you can send me anything and I'll sign that. Yeah, no problem. Harris Gala, but Cody said he wants Roman's title, not Seth's. Good point, Harris. I know. But I think with the backlash WWE's getting today and is only going to continue to grow. I don't know if you guys have been on Twitter. I know you can be like, okay, Matt, Twitter's overrated. WWE's not going to make booking decisions based on Twitter. Okay. I think it's more than Twitter. I do. I do think it's the family, the fan that's a family, mother, dad, two of their kids or three of the kids, like that type of package that buys tickets to come watch wrestling. I think it's everybody that's really pissed about this, quite frankly. I do. I really believe that. Again, for people that keep saying Rock's a bigger star, of course this makes sense. Nobody's saying that's not true. And I'm not comparing. It has to be Rock versus Roman or Cody versus Roman. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it can be both. And they're foolish if they're not doing it big time. And they're going to lose. I do think they'll lose fans along the way. I do. They might be a little butthurt over it, but they'll come back to it, the company, eventually, because there'll be another storyline that captures their attention, hopefully. But it's frustrating. It is frustrating. But good call. He did say that. He wanted Roman's title, not Seth's. That's a good catch. You're absolutely correct. Let's hope it's wrong, you know? Let's see. What else we got? Kingmaker. What about Cody and Reigns both winning at WrestleMania? Champ versus champ at SummerSlam, or Survivor Series is what I'm guessing, because that's quicker, that's closer than SummerSlam would be. Okay, Cody finishes the story and ends the streak right before he passes Hogan. Ooh, I like it. I'm not going to say I don't like it, but please hear me out. Again, Kingmaker, the WWE has not even thrown a twinge of that to us. They haven't given us any inkling of that in the storylines at all. It's all been about Cody at Mania again. And they solidified it by having the guy win the damn Royal Rumble again. No. It's a good idea. Don't get me wrong. Your idea is a very good idea. If they 6 months ago, 3 months ago, hell, I'll take 2 months ago, started sprinkling a little bit of that storyline dust on his stories, but they didn't. Let's go to the next one. We got Harris Gala again. Roman Rock makes sense in a world where Cody is in AEW. Amen, Harris. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But again, let's pray we're wrong. Let's all collectively pray we're all wrong. And there is a way that WWE will find a way to get Cody Roman Night 2. All right, we got my buddy, Bigfoot Sneakerhead. I know his real name, folks. I bet you didn't know that. All right, this is my friend, actually. When Cody wins, do you think they will change the title? Because that title reminds me of Vince. Damn. We need the Winged Eagle belt back. Damn. That's a very good point. I bet you might not be. I guarantee you're not alone in that, BFS. I'll guarantee you you're not alone in that thought, actually. That's a good thought, actually. But here's the thing. You don't think of Vince even more with the Winged Eagle belt? I mean, I think Hogan, obviously, but I don't like the title that they have, to be honest with you. I think the AEW heavyweight title is much nicer looking than WWE's, you know, Hall of Fame ring is really what that is. It's the Hall of Fame ring, but in a title belt form. I see your point, brother. That's a really good point. That's what I was talking about yesterday, about how, you know, we as wrestling fans love watching wrestling to get away from our everyday, you know, ish that we got going on in our worlds, right? Bad days, long days, retired, whatever it is. You can always count on going to watch wrestling. Even if we didn't agree with the booking decisions, things like that, at least we had something to get our mind off of whatever we wanted to get our minds off of, right? When we were from 4 years old all the way to me being now 47. It's always been that way for me, no matter what wrestling I watch. You know, and to have that, you know, now completely screwed up, because now when we watch it, we're going to have glimpses of Vince McMahon in our head and all the horrifically terrible things he's done. But that's definitely another conversation for another day, because I'll have diarrhea of the mouth over that. I guarantee it. So with that, guys, I'm going to get wrapping up here. Unless anybody has anything else they want to add in here, I mean, any other ideas or proposals that maybe WWE should start taking, you know, your opinion on, please add it here in the comment section, you know? Yeah, Harris Gala, Charlie D, that's where I proposed to start. Tori, casual fans will watch on YouTube. They're not tuning in live. Absolutely not. Okay, Tori. Reese Angle, Brother SmackDown was some BS. I agree, Reese. Oy vey. Patrick LeBlanc for The Rock, that will surely get there and spend the money. Okay. Let's get back to Harris Gala. I see in here, scale of 10. How excited are you for WrestleMania? Before CM Punk's injury, a freaking 20. You guys watched the show. You've seen the build of me, of all the potential matchups for the main event picture that they have there, where I'm putting, you know, dream booking matches of AJ versus LA Knight. All these matches that are there besides the World Heavyweight title. What's going to happen with Gunther? Things like that. So for those that are looking to fill in the blank on what to do with Seth, if my opinion still sticks that somehow Cody wrestles Night 2 against Roman after he beats Rock on Night 1, I think you have Gunther take it off of Seth, quite frankly. I do. Matt is on fire. Love this and love that the band is back together. Thank you, Lagerbeer 1974. We appreciate you being back with us, brother. Not something like a cheese ball, but you should see how me, Glenn, and Raj, when we text each other and what we talk about with you guys, like, we legit, we consider y'all friends, honestly. You can ask Raj and Glenn. I don't get paid a penny to do this. Nothing. So your super chats, I don't get any of that. I don't want any of that. I'm doing this because I want to be back with you all and having these back and forth conversations, because they're fun. They're fun as hell. Nuno Tavares, promos yesterday diminished Seth's title. Yes, it did. instead of building it up. You should have had Seth come out too and build it up. Amen to that. You know, they completely took a steaming dump all over Seth's title after he's actually given it credibility. And he's injured himself, what, twice? At least once with making that title mean something. It finally has gotten to the point where it's meaning something in very short time because of how good Seth Rollins is. I agree with you 100% on that, Nuno. That was not a good move by Roman or WWE, whoever's responsible of letting him say that last night. Horrible idea. But the rest of stuff Roman was saying was pretty darn hilarious, though. I'm not going to lie. Roman was in fuego last night. And my favorite part about Roman is his cocky laugh when he doesn't take anything seriously, right? And he called Seth his little bro. That was a major diss. Major diss. Hey, all right, Ebony Washington. What's up, Ebony? I know Ebony. Hey, Matt, do you think Cody can beat Roman at Elimination Chamber and Rock/Roman happens at Mania, but no title involved? Hang on. Do you think Cody can beat Roman at Elimination Chamber? I do. Yes, I do. I do. Again, they have to pay this off. They can't possibly ask us for 2 straight years to go along on a storyline and then not have a payoff. They can't. They can't be this dumb. They just can't. So let's hope that's correct too, but I still would rather see it at Mania, right, in front of a larger audience, being able to see it. Raj brings up a good point every time I think this way with the Elimination Chamber, that Matt, most of the people are going to be watching at 4 a.m., really? So I don't know the time zone difference, but I think that might have something to do with it. But maybe you're right, because maybe that was what he meant by saying, hey, it doesn't have to be at WrestleMania. And he did make it clear he's coming after him. And folks that are saying that are correct. Harris Gala, Roman is not advertised for Elimination Chamber. Okay, I didn't know that. So yeah, I promise we're going with a Final Four scenario with one unified champion crowned on Sunday. I'll take Charlie D. I will take that. I don't think there needs to be two titles because there needed to be two titles because Roman can't be there every week. So that made sense, right? To have two titles because of that. But now if you're going to put the championship on Cody and it's not going to be Roman, or maybe it's Seth, or it could be Gunther one day, whatever have you, those guys are going to be there every damn week. I can promise you that. So therefore it would make sense to have a unification title. They only did this, if you guys remember, it was because Roman can't do every week. Okay, we also have to remember about his health situation, right? We don't know what's going on behind closed doors with his health. None of us know that. At least they've not shared that with us. So I'm sure that has a part to play, I'm guessing, and why he's not able to be there every week. I don't think he's not there every week just because he says, screw it, I don't want to be here every week. I'm a big star. Yes, he says that in his promos, which he should say to get heat, because how jerky is that? But in real life, I'm sure if he could be there every week, he would want to be. So I'm sure there's something up there, maybe. But again, there's no reason to have two titles if you're going to have your champions on both shows be able to show up every single week and defend it. It would make much more sense to have a unified undisputed World Heavyweight Championship and get the Universal name out of it. I hate that so much. Sorry. All right. Mr. All Days Off. That's hilarious. Not Mr. No Days Off. Mr. All Days Off. That's awesome. Matt, WWE's in Vegas, same time as the Super Bowl Media Week. Ooh. This Thursday. Okay. I was not aware of that. Thanks for the update on that. We'll see. We'll see how this plays out, guys. Let's just, again, I know I'm being a complete, weirdo by being so hopelessly optimistic that this still pans out at Mania. But I'd be lying to you said if it doesn't, that I wouldn't then watch the follow-up to see how they get there with Cody at Survivor Series or whatever that pathway is to him finally defeating Roman. But I don't think a lot of fans will continue to go along with it because that's a long time. 2 years, 2+ years? That's a long time in today's day and age where many of us, me included, we all have short attention spans. We have all these other thousands of things coming at us from different angles to garner our entertainment, whether that's YouTube, whether that's your phone, your iPad, whatever have you, your laptop, whatever it is, your TV itself, all these other sports, right? So there's lots of things that he was competing with for our attention. And I don't know. All right, Solomon Parker, Matt, thoughts on Rock's physique? This is definitely a steroid question. I have no doubt in my mind. That's why you're asking me this, Solomon Parker. I don't know, because Rock has always had really, really, really good genetics. He's never been this big and cut. You're correct. But his genetics are insanity. If you go back in time and look at his physique, he lost a lot of weight when he went to Hollywood, which, you know, he had to, because he had to conform at the time to what Hollywood wanted of him, until he's like, screw this. Hollywood's going to get the real Rock, not this, you know, balding or bald, thinning hair or balding, whatever you want to call it. Half of the size of how he normally was version of Rock, right? In some of those movies he was doing in the beginning. But he paid his dues and brought back the Rock to Hollywood and made them conform for him. So I give him credit for that. Because one of the things I always heard, and again, I'm much taller than the Rock and I weigh more, but was anything I've ever did in Hollywood always be definitely typecasted. Always, always. Because your size can work against you, because a lot of these actors, actresses are not tall. They're midgets. And short, sorry, they're short people. Go back to the super chat. I missed it. If I miss a super chat, guys, my apologies. All right, Harris Gala. Matt, your take on Drew's recent memes posting. Frigging Major League. Oh, my God. Absolutely Major League. Major League trolling and memeing. Yeah, I see it. It's pretty funny. Big fan of what they're doing with Drew. That's another one that may enter this equation for all we know. There's so many top name level talents right now. It's the most I've seen. I'm just going to be real. It's the most I've seen WWE have. They have an embarrassment of riches in the main event scenario right now. All right, Scotty Taylor. Triple H is doing the same thing to Cody with The Rock as they did to CM Punk with Dwayne back in the day that caused the pipe bomb. I thought it was Vince's fault. Matt is still a mark for Viking Warriors. What's Viking Warriors? Why am I not remember Viking? I don't remember what Viking Warriors is. I don't know why. Sorry about that. All right, so no. Pipe bomb was well before anything with Rock coming back to WWE. If you remember and go back in time. The Rock came back after Punk's, like, I don't even know how long. What was it? Pretty sure that was right? I might be remembering that wrong, you know? But anyways, let's go on to the next one if we have one. If we don't, let me just read a couple more before I get out of here. All right, Chris Wooten, y'all spoiling us with content. Appreciate you guys. Chris, we appreciate you, my brother, and everybody that's on here that's always tuning in. Thank you. Again, hit the notification button, because we don't have a set time on every single week. We're going to be here and doing our podcast at this exact time, because everything is moving so quickly in wrestling right now and entertainment in general. And we want to be able to jump on and not be tied to, like, some of you guys have other podcasts you watch. I do too, by the way, wrestling podcasts. And sometimes you got to wait like a week, because that's the next time the person's supposed to be on a podcast and covering an area. Sorry, guys. Well, it can be frustrating. You got to wait a whole week to hear your favorite podcast's opinion on something, right? So we try not to do that. We try to get in front of it right away and keep it moving. So in the spirit of keeping it moving, I've got to get dressed, got to get moving. Oh, wait, hang on. Jose the Great, PWI is reporting Brian Gewirtz will be representing The Rock in WWE Creative moving forward. What? There's belief he's going to be physically present for all the major shows going forward. I don't know what I think of that. That's my honest opinion. I don't know what I think of that. But with that, I got to get cruising, because I got to get dressed and I got to get down to City of Longwood, because we have an event going on downtown today that I got to work the booth for. So, and then we got my son's buddy ball. You know what buddy ball is. My son plays in a special needs baseball league. It's called buddy ball. And so we got that dinner tonight for his, it's a fundraiser dinner for that special needs league. We're excited about that, to be a part of that. But I got to get moving here. So I love you guys all to death. Thanks for coming on this with me today. And hopefully I was able to ask a bunch of your questions, and hope to do this again, where it's just a one-on-one like this. And give you guys more content along bringing back our normal podcasts, when we have just me and Raj and Glenn together, and we're able to all offer our differing point of views, or collectively maybe similar point of views. So thanks, guys, for taking the journey with us. We collectively love you guys to death. And hit the subscribe button, like this, share this. Blow up the comment section with questions you guys have. If not tomorrow, if not today, tomorrow, I'll get to some of those comments. If you see, I answer the ones. Even last night's show, I wasn't on. I was in the comment section answering people's questions the best I could. So appreciate your support. Love you guys. That's my kid bouncing the ball trying to get in here, so I got to run. Love y'all. Bye, guys. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.